Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town, and today we are broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. River City Roll, the home of AWOD's Football Festival. Football Fest 3 will be August 16th, 2025, from 6 to 10 p.m. It's going to be a ton of fun. I cannot wait. We are less than 2 months away from Football Festival. You can usually catch me here on Fridays, but as Michael said, programming note, we are off the next 2 days. So we'll be back with you on Monday, as I'm actually heading to Philadelphia to watch a little soccer, see Chelsea in action on Friday. So looking forward to this vacation. But today, you know, our last show, wanted to make sure we brought you a good one. And so yesterday, we went over to the Robin Center to sit down with the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Chris Mooney. Today, we focus on VCU basketball, as I took our intern over to the BDC with me, the Basketball Development Center for the VCU Rams, to sit down with head coach Phil Martelli Jr. That conversation will air to you today at 12:30. We'll talk NBA Finals on the Fast Break with AWOD. What's it going to take for the Pacers to force a decisive Game 7? Who are the top prospects being mocked to Washington? The upcoming NBA draft, they're at number 6, and a guy that I thought was going to go in the top 3 for sure was just mocked to the Wizards in the name of Ace Bailey out of Rutgers. My goodness, would that be massive if he could fall into our laps. NHL, well, Lord Stanley's Cup belongs to Florida for the second time in 2 years. Back-to-back champs, kind of feel bad for Edmonton now. Back-to-back losses in the Stanley Cup Finals. But you know how we like to start the show every day, by catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
Just took a few minutes for Florida to go up on top 1-0 on Edmonton. Let's take a listen to the call on WQAM.
Ekholm will swing it across to Bouchard into the neutral zone. Poked away. Here's Reinhardt heading in. Gets around Ekholm in front of shot. He scores! Sam Reinhardt, as he was being pulled down, he beats Skinner top shelf, and the Panthers strike first here in Game 6. Sam Reinhardt with 15:24 to go here in the opening frame. What a play!
Just at the end of the first period, Matthew Tkachuk makes it 2-0 Florida. Reinhardt into the second period makes it 3-0. Let's take a listen to the call on WQAM.
To the corner, Barkov, right wing side. Barkov to the trapezoid. Feeds it back for Verhaeghe. Right side boards. Verhaeghe at the half wall. Turnaround shot off the chest protector of Skinner. The rebound. Barkov in front. It bounces and they score. It went off Reinhardt. And the Panthers take a 3-0 lead.
Desperation in the third period for Edmonton. They send the goalkeeper, the netminder, to the bench. An empty net goal for Reinhardt. The hat trick makes it 4-0 Florida. Let's take a listen to the call once again on WQAM.
McDavid behind the net. Dreisaitl stolen away. Ekblad. Forsling near side. Verhaeghe gives to Reinhardt. And the puck poked away. Now Barkov to Verhaeghe. Now Barkov right side. Reinhardt to the open. Then he scores! It's a hat trick here in Game 6 for Sam Reinhardt. He cashes in on the empty net. 4-0 Panthers with 6:34 to play in the third.
What do you call a hat trick plus one? Well, Reinhardt had his fourth goal, making it 5-0 Florida. Here is the call.
Barkov to the corner for Reinhardt, tapped on Ekblad to Verhaeghe. Now to Reinhardt again, to the empty net. Does it have the distance? It does! 4 for Sam Reinhardt. He scores to make it 5-0 Panthers. Another empty netter with 5:05 to play here in the third.
Final score 5-1. Florida wins 4-2. Stanley Cup champions 2 years in a row. Let's take a listen to the final call.
Half a minute to play in the third. The Panthers are starting to celebrate on the bench. 25 seconds. Here's Bouchard. Pass to center. Puck pulls in over the Panthers line. It's dumped down to our right. 15 seconds. Forsling back behind the Panthers net. Gus Forsling will hold it. The final set, 10 seconds. Down to the final 5 seconds. Rats rain down. Lord Stanley staying in South Florida. Last year was greatness. This time it's historic. The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. The Panthers
have done it. We move over to Major League Baseball on the sports app. Washington Nationals in this horrible losing streak here in June. It's just been awful baseball, and it has everybody in the DMV wondering how much longer Davey Martinez will be the manager of the Washington Nationals. You thought things would get better when you had a series against the Colorado Rockies. Well, on Monday, they lose 6-4. Last night, it was Colorado all over the Nats. You know, the Nats, I keep saying this, they have been such a good first-inning team. Garcia Jr. scores RBI single there, and it's 1-0 Washington. And then Colorado evens it up in the second. They go up 3-1 in the fourth, 6-1 in the seventh, 7-1 in the seventh, 8-1 in the seventh, 9-1 in the seventh. Over to the eighth, they make it 10-1 before Nathaniel Lowe steps up to the plate for the Washington Nationals, and he clobbers a home run. Let's take a listen to the call.
Now the 3-2 pitch. Swing a high drive left field deep. Hilliard going back. Warning track to the wall. Climbs the wall and it's gone. Nathaniel Lowe tucks it in just inside the foul pole down the left field line for his 10th home run of the season. That'll make the score 10-2.
So in the bottom of the ninth, you know, down 10-2, it doesn't really matter, but a little bit of a bright spot for the young Washington Nationals at the plate. C.J. Abrams, RBI single, then Garcia Jr. has a two-run home run, and then House, Brady House, who was just called up, gets an RBI single, and they do lose 10-6, so it's not as bad there at the plate, but man, the pitching for the Washington Nationals has been awful. The question of the day for Nats fans is, who do you blame most? Is it the ownership, the learners? Is it the manager, Davey Martinez, or the man in charge of bringing in the talent, general manager Mike Rizzo? Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. With another loss, their 10th loss in a row, the Nats are now 30-43. We move over to the NBA on the sports app. Let's start with Tyrese Halliburton, the star for the Indiana Pacers, who told reporters before, it doesn't matter. As long as he can walk, he will play in a Game 6 because his back is against the wall. Let's take a listen to the best player of the Indiana Pacers, before a Game 6 Thursday, talking about playing through the pain.
I mean, it's NBA Finals. It's the finals, man. I've worked my whole life to be here, and I want to be out there to compete, help my teammates any way I can. You know, I was not great tonight by any means, but, you know, it's not really a thought of mine to not play here. If I can, you know, walk, then I want to play. So they understand that and is what it is, and, you know, got to be ready to go for Game 6.
I just really wonder if he's going to be able to be himself playing through the pain. It's not like he hasn't been solid in these finals, but they need him to be better than that. They need him to be a 25-point per game scorer here in Game 6 and Game 7, I feel like, if they're going to win the title, because Nemhard has regressed. I felt like off the bench, Obi Toppin has regressed. Benedict Mathurin has regressed. They need the stars to shine bright, because for OKC, it has been SGA and Jalen Williams. For the Pacers, it's been Pascal Siakam and a bunch of role players. Game 6 Thursday, we'll see if the Pacers can force a decisive Game 7 in the NBA Finals. We move over to soccer on the Sports app. It's the summer of soccer in America, and we've got the FIFA Club World Cup and the CONCACAF Gold Cup. And action took place yesterday in the States, and once again, the big story, I think, has been the attendance. Pretty low attendance for the FIFA Club World Cup, and this is, of course, the practice round, because next year, next summer, will be the real deal. Not the Club World Cup, but the International FIFA World Cup, with Germany, France, England, Spain all coming to the States. And in North America will be next year's World Cup. Today, in action with the FIFA Club World Cup, you've got Man City already up 1-0 in their game. Juventus will play tonight. And I think one of the big games is Real Madrid today at 3 p.m. CONCACAF Gold Cup continues tonight, Costa Rica against Dominican Republic. And then Mexico will be in action at 10 p.m. for the U.S. of A., the U.S. men's national team. Their next game, after a solid victory in Game 1, will be tomorrow night, 9 p.m. That'll be a Thursday, 9:15 kickoff there against Saudi Arabia. And you can check out the tournament on Fox Sports 1. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Over to the NFL on the Sports app. So it is officially list season in the National Football League, as we are at that lull period here where teams have already had their mandatory minicamp, 4-week break before everybody gets back together and huddles up for training camp. And with list season, we'll talk about who the best running back is in the league. Are we expecting it to be Saquon Barkley once again? Why was New England's wide receiver core ranked dead last? We'll answer that question when we go around the NFL with NFL Hits. You're listening to AWOD here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, make sure you get to your destination, but download the Odyssey app at 12:30 to hear the head coach of VCU men's basketball, Phil Martelli Jr. We'll head out on the fast break with AWOD, talk all things NBA Finals, and Denton Day will join us at 2:30 for a Commanders conversation. Don't go anywhere, don't touch that dial. I'll be right back on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Nats, the Caps, the Wiz, the Washington Commanders, VCU basketball. And if you're interested in what went down at the BDC this offseason, we've got you covered at 12:30 as we bring you our conversation with Phil Martelli Jr. I thought it was really cool when we got there to hear that guys like Zeb Jackson, Jack Clark, and even former players like Jordan Burgess, I forget the list of names we've heard, but a bunch of former Rams have been back in the building this summer working out with the new guys, which is always cool to hear. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, it's Michael Phillips for a little crosstalk. What's going on, MP?
I'm excited as well. Excited to do this segment. Then I'll hang up, listen to the Odyssey app, and make sure to catch that.
Yeah, I mean, we did dive into the fact that it is frustrating for myself, for you, and maybe more importantly, the fan base doesn't really understand who's on the roster. It's hard to put like a face with the name until you see them actually on the court. So I do think we got a good breakdown from Coach Martelli Jr. That's coming up in about 10 minutes. But Michael, I wanted to get your thoughts on, you know, transfer portal, NIL, and how things are changing, and it is a changing landscape. Do you think with the BDC, with a good coach in place, VCU has the ability to retain some of their players for the foreseeable future? Or is it going to be a changing roster every year?
Right, and it depends how high they fly, right? Because there's both the money consideration and the exposure consideration, let's call it, right? You know, there are going to be guys who come through here who get an opportunity to play at Kentucky, to play at Duke, you know, whatever that next step is for them. And, you know, maybe VCU can pay them comparably, right? Maybe maybe Ed McLaughlin can put together $1 million offer for a player, and, you know, Duke can as well. But, you know, that exposure element's always going to win out. But that's not anything new. That's just accelerated because you don't have to sit a year when you transfer now. I think you're absolutely right, though, that, you know, the goal is now going to be find quality freshmen and develop them, freshmen, sophomore, juniors, and build in that loyalty, build in that the Ramley, right, the term that they use. Find a way to ensure that it's not a rotating door, that it's not new guys every year, because that's not just what's best for the fan base. That's not just what you want and I want. That's best for the team, too. The teams we see win in March have built that cohesion, have built that ability to withstand whatever gets thrown at them in that environment. It's good for VCU overall.
Yeah, and you know, Michael, I was talking to someone that covers A-10 hoops recently, and they were like, some of the schools, it feels like, are scared to kind of puff their chest out and feel like they're going to be good, because it's almost like you don't want everybody know you're going to be good, and then they're going to be coming to scout your players, because, you know, that's the other thing Coach Mooney talked about. The transfer portal is kind of always open in college sports right now.
Yeah, I don't love that element of it, and I really hate when we're doing poaching guys that first weekend of the NCAA tournament. I know it was Duke, yep. So nobody cried, but when the Duke assistant left for the Miami job in the middle of the NCAA tournament, that did not sit right with me. I understand why he did it. He had to go get his team, and everybody was in the portal. That's where we've got things that are out of the NCAA's control, and there are the court rulings and all that, but there are things that are firmly in the NCAA's control that they botch on a regular basis, and you know that, and I know that. And one of them is the transfer portal should never, ever, ever open before the conclusion of the season we're talking about, especially because we're talking about 3 weeks in March, 4 months before the next season starts, 2 months before you can even have summer practices with guys. That part of it, to me, I will never, ever understand why we can't play the games, enjoy the Final Four, enjoy the title game, and then worry about everything else.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We're on social media at 910 The Fan, and that includes TikTok as well, with our intern Biff posting clips of our interviews this summer. And so yesterday we sat down with Chris Mooney, the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, and we're getting some really good traction on the clip he posted, in which Coach Mooney talks about the only way Richmond, or a team like Richmond, like VCU, or a team in the Atlantic 10, like George Mason or Dayton, can beat Kentucky or Duke or North Carolina is on the basketball court. That's the only way they can beat them. Can't beat them with the money they spend, the exposure, like you talked about, all that stuff. And it's frustrating for these coaches in the Atlantic 10 because they don't get the opportunities anymore to schedule those games against those big teams.
And that's what they're asking for. They're not asking for equal money. They're not asking for equal resources or equal TV time. They're asking to get those games. They're asking to be able to play power conference teams. And then those power conference teams, right, is, oh, well, we have 20-game conference schedules now. We just don't have time for anybody else. And that's self-imposed and self-inflicted. And I come back to the NCAA needs to look out for the good of the sport. They're not doing that. They're clearly just serving to protect the SEC because they're afraid of it, protect the Big Ten because they're afraid of it. And the ACC back in the day was the same. They need to say, all right, the committee is going to value playing these games against mid-major teams. And to be considered for a top four seed line, you need to play three games against mid-majors each year. And you need to schedule some home and homes, not because we need that evaluation of whether you're good or not, but because that is good for the quality of the sport as a whole. That is what we want to watch as fans, and it's just not happening right now.
MP, always appreciate when you take the time to join the show. Today is like a Friday with both of us off over the next 2 days, so we won't catch up again until Monday, and I've let the audience know I'm going to Philadelphia for this soccer game. I'm excited about that. It's kind of funny because I just interviewed Coach Mooney, who's telling me his kids are Eagles fans. I know Phil Martelli Jr., his kids are Eagles fans, as they were just, you know, up there in and about that area. So I'm going to the link. Can you give me a list of things to do, maybe some places to eat, places to hang out at? I know you've been to Philly hundreds of times covering the Commanders and other things.
Yeah, last time I was there was a bit of a bittersweet, not even sweet. It was just bitter. It was an NFC title game. I loved being at an NFC title game. Hated what happened that day. I thought there were 60 minutes from the Super Bowl. I felt that way into the third quarter, man. I don't know. It's a great stadium. It's a great complex. It's right off the highway. It's on the subway line. You'll love the complex. They've got a big outdoor bar. It's like the Xfinity bar down the street where all the fans laying out before the game. That's awesome. Get into downtown. Reading Terminal Market. It's spelled like reading, not Reading. The Reading Terminal Market is a big market in downtown Philly. They got all like the food vendors, the action, all that stuff. That's a great place to walk around, kill some time. You got to get a cheesesteak, of course. You can do Pat's and Gino's. That's where they put the Cheese Whiz on. You can go somewhere classier. You can go to Tony Luke's, get a roast pork. That's a great sandwich as well. It's a good town for eating. You'll do all right.
I'm looking forward to it. Michael, we'll catch you on Monday. Thanks so much for joining us, and have a great weekend, man.
Same to you. Enjoy the time. I'm excited to hear about the soccer.
Absolutely. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for VCU Hoops. When we return, I went over to the BDC to sit down with head coach Philip Martelli Jr. You'll hear that conversation next on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Addition. Don't call River City Roll just a bowling alley. There's live music and entertainment on Fridays and Saturdays. Open for brunch on Saturdays and Sundays as well. The pizza's banging, the wings are good, and there's a great beer selection as well. And we just played our interview with the head coach of VCU men's basketball, Phil Martelli Jr. It feels like basketball season because the producer of VCU men's basketball, Rob Hoffman, decided to stop by River City Roll. So Stubb, be careful here. Rob's here to take your job. No, I'm just kidding. It is 1 p.m., which means it's time to talk all things Commanders on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for
the phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
So Al Galdi does a show in D.C., a great podcast that I like to listen to, and he had a guest on the show yesterday named Dave Kluge, who wrote a really great article about fantasy football dynasty leagues. And I will say this, I've actually never played a fantasy dynasty league. I've done NBA dynasty leagues. I've done all types of regular fantasy football leagues. I've never done a dynasty league. Well, the reason we bring up Dave Kluge's article for footballguys.com is because his rankings of best quarterbacks in a fantasy dynasty league, it was Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, Jaden Daniels number one. Jaden Daniels, the number one quarterback. Let's take a listen why Jaden was number one.
So there's fantasy football and there's dynasty fantasy football. And full disclosure, going in regular fantasy football leagues, I still do prefer Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson for this year alone. But when you start looking at dynasty, you're looking more long-term. And the age for Jaden Daniels, we're looking at a guy with a very similar scoring profile, a guy who rushes the ball a lot and a guy who is a very prolific passer. So with him being just 24 years old, Josh Allen now going into his age 29 season, Lamar Jackson going into his age 28 season, I don't think that they are going to just fall off and be bad quarterbacks all of a sudden, but this is when we start to see things change a little bit. And as they get older, they're going to have to find new ways to win and new ways to score fantasy points. Jaden Daniels, I don't think that we have seen the best of him yet. It wouldn't surprise me if he takes a step forward going into this year. Being just 24 years old, we typically see quarterbacks get better through their first 5 years in the league. So while I think that Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, very good football players, they are sitting atop that age curve right now. Well, Jaden Daniels is just starting his ascension.
Look, there's going to be no argument for me here. I mean, what I saw from Jaden Daniels as a rookie is incredible, and I think he's totally right when you talk about a dynasty league. You know, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, I think they'll have better seasons this year. I think Mahomes will have a better season this year. Maybe Joe Burrow this year. And then 2 or 3 years down the line, I don't think we'll be saying the same thing. Maybe Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen take a step back as they get up in age, and Jaden Daniels as he gets better weapons. You know, we all said this team that made the conference championship game and won 12 wins, it will be the worst collection of talent that Jaden Daniels will ever play with if Adam Peters does his job. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, I think Adam Peters totally did his job. Like, that was one of my biggest takes of this offseason, was for Adam Peters to be aggressive, for him to go all in with the future being right now while Jaden's on this rookie contract. Because, to be honest, I don't expect Cliff Kingsbury to be here next year. So this is the year right now. And so you think back to what Adam Peters has done this offseason. He traded for Deebo Samuel, a Pro Bowl wide receiver. He traded for Laremy Tunsil. And you can talk about the draft picks as well, but with those two moves right there, I think that Adam Peters can wash his hands and say he's done his job. Right? Now it's up to Cliff Kingsbury to make sure that Jaden develops and that Jaden takes a step forward. And he should, because Cliff is a great match for him. They get along. They both have great work ethic. I mean, nobody likes getting up at 5 a.m., it seems like, more than Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury. He should get better. I'm just worried because he set the bar so damn high that it might be too high to climb above this second season. Let's take a listen to Dave Clues once again on why Jaden Daniels was the consensus number one overall pick in fantasy dynasty leagues. You don't have the Jaden number one clip? All right, so Dave Clues went on to talk in details with Al Galdi about the dual threat upside of a guy like Jaden Daniels. It's not just the passing yards, it's not the passing touchdowns, but also with an improved offensive line, you should see him take off and run more. You should see him create more explosive plays down the field. And we talked about that. I think you'll see less rushing yards, but more passing yards, which should set him up to be a great fantasy quarterback as well. And then I think the other thing you look at is, can the defense create a few more turnovers to give Jaden Daniels a few more opportunities to move the ball down the field? The offense was top five with 28.5 points per game, and that was with pretty much a bottom five defense in terms of getting off the field. We talked about it. They struggled on third down, even worse on fourth down at getting off the field, and they had a bottom five turnover margin for the defensive side of the ball. And I just know that Dan Quinn was probably kicking and screaming and keeping himself up all night, knowing it was the defense that was letting this team down. It's not like they were letting us down completely, because we still had a 12-5 record, but it certainly showed in that Eagles game when they could not stop Saquon Barkley. So number one in fantasy because he's dynamic. He's a dual threat quarterback, and also he's going to have a heavy volume of him doing everything, right? Running, throwing, and really running the offense for the Washington Commanders. I think the up-tempo style of Cliff Kingsbury's offense should help Jaden Daniels as a fantasy quarterback as well, moving the ball down the field. But in terms of upside at the quarterback position, really hard to find someone more than Jaden Daniels when you consider what he did as just a rookie. And then Kluge would go on to talk about some of the weapons that Jaden Daniels has. And I'm so excited for Deebo Samuel. That's my number one. When Terry McLaurin gets that contract signed, we can start getting excited for him as wide receiver one once again. But I had expected Zach Ertz to take a step back. Found the fountain of youth. He had that fantastic season where he kind of had a chip on his shoulder because everyone thought he was going to retire. Can he do that again? I kind of said no. Let's take a listen to Dave Clues, who feels otherwise about Zach Ertz being maybe overlooked in fantasy football. Let's take a listen.
And then Zach Ertz is another one of those guys that just gets overlooked year after year after year and has just been as steady as they can be. He's been in the league for a long time. I think a lot of people don't realize that he's actually younger than Travis Kelce, though. So we see this typically, you know, Antonio Gates and Tony Gonzalez and Rob Gronkowski and now Travis Kelce. These guys still performing into their mid to late 30s. So I think a lot of people are going to start turning their sights towards the young, exciting tight ends. I will happily take Zach Ertz at the end of my draft, a guy who could realistically find the end zone 10 times this year.
10 times Zach Ertz into the end zone for the Washington Commanders. Let's take a listen as Kluge kind of went into more detail about the red zone targets. I think this is very interesting here. Tight end Zach Ertz, could he actually get 10 touchdowns this year for the Commanders?
Especially with his usage near the red zone, that's something that we can probably expect to carry over into 2025. And tight ends change as they age. You know, Zach Ertz was a target monster when he was in Philadelphia. His target share has dipped a little bit, but now it's the usage near the goal line that is what piques my interest. They want to use him as that red zone threat. So really what it comes down to is value. You know, if I had to pay up for Zach Ertz in round six, I wouldn't be thinking twice about it, but he's so overlooked right now that I find him with a similar range of outcomes to a lot of the guys that people are paying up for in the middle rounds of their drafts, where you can still get Zach Ertz for free at the end.
I think that's so interesting right there, because it was like they figured something out at the end of last season with Zach Ertz as a red zone target over and over again, especially in the clutch there. And I don't think he will have the yardage this season. I don't think he will have the targets this season, because hopefully Ben Sennett comes along a little bit, and more from John Bates and maybe some of these other young tight ends they have on the roster as Ertz is up there in age. But in terms of the red zone targets, I think that's a great point. I think that'll actually increase this season. But Jaden Daniels being at the top of the list might come as a surprise to some. I am not really surprised, considering how incredible his rookie season was and the job that Adam Peters has done to bring in more talent this offseason. Kluge wrote in his article, quote, "Being 2 years younger than anyone else on this list with potentially untapped upside, Jaden Daniels has the brightest long-term outlook. Allen will be 29. Jackson will be 28. Hurts will be 26. While that's entirely too early to panic, rushing production typically slips as quarterbacks age. And I think that's a great point right there. Jackson might take a little bit of a step back. He's had the injury issues in the past. Jalen Hurts, I know they want him to be more of a passing quarterback in Philadelphia. Jaden Daniels, though, I think he can maintain his rushing yards with an improved offensive line. Maybe it's less quarterback-designed runs and more. Nobody's open downfield. I've got time. Let me take off and scramble and create a play and extend a drive by running for a first down on third down. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Are you surprised Jaden Daniels ranked number one as fantasy football quarterbacks for dynasty leagues? 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back on The Fan. Welcome back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Commanders. And we told you guys that the producer of VCU men's basketball, Rob Hoffman, stopped by the show today. We've got Stubb running the ones and twos, our intern Biff here for the summer, who is a diehard Commanders fan. But Rob, fantasy football, number one for Jaden Daniels. Any argument from you there?
Given what he was saying, no. In a dynasty league where you plan to keep guys long-term, it makes no sense not to go in that direction if you can do it. You've got a kid who's obviously got 4 years on his rookie contract, and he's really shown in 1 year he's going to be something special.
Yeah.
In a dynasty league, it makes perfect sense. In a year-to-year league, you wait out. You sit a year or two on him. You get the older guys. But if you're looking for somebody who you think your fantasy league's going to run that many years and you're going to be around to do it, grab him.
Yeah.
He's short-term value, good. Long-term value, great.
I wonder how good he would be in a normal fantasy league this year. Because Stubb pretty much won our league with Jaden Daniels, right? I mean, Stubb, Jaden Daniels was one of the best quarterbacks all season long.
And so many points from Austin Seibert, too. But Jaden Daniels really got me to the finish line.
Yeah, I think the stat was he finished with double digits in 15 of the 17 games this year. And, he didn't play three quarters against the Panthers.
Makes sense.
Which is just incredible. Biff, I want to ask you, because I personally got goosebumps hearing a national reporter say that my favorite team's quarterback was the number one in fantasy. Yeah, did you feel the same way? I mean, you're young.
It doesn't feel real at all, especially because it was funny. So my friends are Eagles fans, and when we beat them, they're like, oh, you beat up a backup quarterback. Congratulations. And I look at every quarterback that we've had my entire life besides RG3, and I'm like, dude, we haven't had a real starting quarterback in so long. So finally to see a guy say, oh, yeah, you have one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and we're going to put your quarterback at number one, I'm like, oh my God! This is like I'm pinch me. This is not real.
Yeah, and I know you probably love Robert Griffin III, but he was never even that good. I mean, that's incredible right there. what Jaden has done. Believe me, I fell in love with RG3. He was our Jesus for 1 year, but I do feel like with Jaden Daniels, there's more staying power. So, Rob, I promised you I wanted to tell you a story.
Go ahead.
So, Stubb, let's do an impromptu dude food right now here on AWOD Radio.
Dude! Food!
We're not responsible for the content of this program. Or anything we say when we're really hungry.
Where's my food?
Dude, where's my
food? The most delicious food you've ever tasted.
Yes!
I can eat this off a flip-flop!
Who loves food?
Dude! Food!
So a few weeks ago, I watched the new Vince Vaughn movie, Known Us. Have you heard about it at all? It's on Netflix.
Not really.
Okay, so he hires a grandmother to open a restaurant, and she's the main chef, and she's cooking authentic Italian meals. And since the movie has been released on Netflix, it's taken off. It's a true story. The restaurant in Staten Island, you can't get a spot there for 2 years because it's been so popular since that movie. And so since the movie aired, I'd been telling Stubb how much I've been getting into cooking, and I asked my mom for my grandma's recipes, couldn't get anything there. But this past weekend, my girlfriend's sister got married, and her Nona came to stay with us. And I've been living with a Nona all week long, and all week she's cooked for us. And she made yesterday chicken cutlets with mozzarella and tomato, and it was just the best thing I've ever had. The night before, she made her famous Sunday gravy with rigatoni. And then she made hibachi one night. I don't know if that's Italian. It's definitely not, but it was terrific. But it's just like, it's been incredible living with a Nona. And I think the funniest part to me is we were trying to get some recipes from her, but she doesn't have anything written down. So we filmed her, and it's just, a pinch of this, a pinch of that. There's no actual numbers. It's just all memorized in the back of her mind. And so it's been wild living with a real Nona this week.
Well, there's the worry now you're spoiled.
Yeah.
You probably can't let her go now. You kind of have to, like, and Nona, how many more months did you want to hang around?
Right. The chicken cutlets were just the best I've ever had.
And the other part is, when she does leave, that's pressure on you now, because you've been trying to cook and you've gotten some lessons. Now your girlfriend's going to be on you about let's pick the game up a little bit here, son. So be careful about that.
Absolutely,
enjoy it while you got it, but the pressure's on you now.
Yeah, and the thing I didn't realize is how much love, time, and effort you have to put into it. The Sunday gravy was all day Sunday. She probably started 11 a.m. and it was ready by 6 p.m.
My mom, who's 81 years old, still cooks for me every year when I go back home for Christmas. It used to be she had her mother-in-law's sauerbraten recipe, but the last couple of years our group size has shrunk down. But she would literally spend 2 to 3 days with the meat, the gravy, the dumplings. When someone is that devoted of a cook, yeah, get what you can get.
Yeah.
Because it's hard. I've watched my mom, and I realize I'm never going to be that kind of cook.
Yeah, I think my favorite part of it is she's been treating me special. Like, Adam, make sure you go back for seconds. You know, make sure you want another chicken cutlet with mozzarella. It's like she's treating me like I'm a young growing boy, like overfeeding me, which has been my favorite part this week.
I believe that's just how it works. Nono will treat everyone like a growing child and have seconds. My mom still does that. Have seconds. Have thirds. You know, it's part of the DNA of that type of person.
Yeah. No. So it's been a ton of fun. But Stubb, I'm telling you, the chicken cutlets. I might have to tell her to cook up another batch so I can bring it into the office before she leaves. I've never had something that good. And I was ranting about the Sunday gravy rigatoni being the best thing I've ever had. The chicken cutlets is like she took it up a notch. And it was so simple to her the way she made it. And I just love the accent, too. A little mozzarella, a little tomato. I put olive oil on it. It was simple, but it was authentic and it was just fantastic.
Sounds like you're having a good time.
I really am. Yeah, but you're right. I don't want her to leave now.
Right.
You know, I got to trap her in that kitchen. We got an extra bedroom.
You know, you're all set. Make it work.
Yeah. But that was my story. It's been wild to live with a real life Nona from, you know, straight from Italy, from the southern part of Italy.
Well, my mom's not that, but she's definitely got a lot of that in her. But I've met a few over the years. And yeah, someone like the Italian grandmother is kind of a meme for a reason. That's who they are.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you haven't seen Nona on Netflix, check it out so you understand what I'm talking about here. Phone lines are open if you want to chime in. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Rob, thanks so much for stopping by. It was good to see you.
Pleasure. And in programming note, to steal a phrase from Michael Phillips, you will hear me Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights pregame and postgame for the Squirrels. I'll be helping out because Blaine's on assignment for the weekend.
I love to hear that. And you might know this. When does the second half of the season start? Because I can't wait for the record to say 0-0 again.
I have good news for you. We're just about there. Tuesday night, Reading versus Richmond at the Diamond is game one of the second half.
There we go. And maybe we'll have a playoff push, or at least a sweat. Right? I mean,
this team has just been playing in bad luck. Honestly, yeah. They're not a 15-win team. They're a 25-30-win team. And with a little luck in the second half, maybe they get to 35, which is playoff, which is playoff contention on the edges.
Yeah, it feels like they've been walked off a ton this season.
They have. It's been crazy.
Yep. That's Rob Hoffman. You can hear him on the Flying Squirrels broadcast and also helping out with all things VCU basketball. Phil Martelli Jr., so nice, I'm going to play it twice. That conversation coming up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.